USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is holding a COVID-19 press briefing. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Dr. Rochelle Walensky says that more outbreaks of the coronavirus are happening where people are not vaccinated.
There is a clear message that is coming through. This is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated. We are seeing outbreaks of cases in parts of the country that have low vaccination coverage.
Walensky saying the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are the most effective after having two shots. Charges are being brought against three people in connection with a boat accident that killed 17 people in southwestern Missouri. The 17 people were aboard the Ride the Ducks tourist boat when it sank in Table Rock Lake in July of 2018. The charges include first-degree involuntary manslaughter and then were filed against the captain, the general manager, and the manager on duty. USA Radio News.
America's military is under attack from the woke, anti-Christian far left. Even our top generals are ignoring the threat. Now, Grant Stinchfield exposes the real dangers. Tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax. Stinchfield and Newsmax are telling you the truth about the far left's real agenda and Joe Biden's policies. That's why millions are tuning into Stinchfield and Newsmax. And Newsmax is the only major news network carrying President Trump's rallies live. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them, tell them you want it, or you can switch. Watch Newsmax on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Plus, download the free Newsmax app on your phone and start watching now. Newsmax has become one of America's biggest news networks, as Americans like you switch to a trusted news source. Every weeknight, watch great shows with Grant Stinchfield, Greg Kelly, Cortez and Pellegrino, Rob Schmidt, and a lot more. Newsmax is real news. Watch it.
The Pentagon says 70% of active duty service members have received at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine. The Department of Defense saying 62% of active duty members are fully vaccinated. In a video on social media, former Raytheon executive, now Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, says it will take all of us to control the virus. A recent European Union court ruling has many thinking the decision could lead to discrimination.
The European Union Court of Justice ruled that private employers can prohibit headscarves if it's part of a comprehensive ban on all religious and political symbols in relation to a policy on neutrality. The decision, part of a case brought by two Muslim women working in Germany, reaffirmed a similar decision in 2017. Critics say the rules are discriminatory and target those practicing Islam. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Illegal immigrants are continuing to come to the United States-Mexico border at a rapid pace to give themselves up and be apprehended, with no signs of slowing down. Florida Republican Congressman Kat Kamick joins Fox Business saying the amount of drugs being brought into the country is outrageous.
If you just look at the narcotics alone, the fentanyl that has been seized at the border, just the stuff that has been seized, it's enough to kill every man, woman, and child in the state of Florida nine times over. This is a crisis of epic proportions.
Kamick continues by saying so much money is going toward the border without the problem being solved.
This is the most expensive welcoming party, Welcome to America party, that we have ever seen. You have National Guard, you have Border Patrol, you have Texas DPS all standing on the banks.
Family heirlooms, religious items, and more things are being found in the rubble of the Champlain Towers south in Florida. Miami-Dade Police Director Freddie Ramirez says crews are cataloging everything to return to survivors and family members.
That's their closure. That's so important for the family. That's their sense of they have something. But or the people who lived in the front building are getting some of their belongings back.
The Commerce Department says retail sales jumped 0.6% in June. That's way better than the nearly 0.5% drop economists were expecting. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.